Home, town, hero. Chapter 1.
It's Friday night. The sun has dropped beyond the horizon of half-harvested fields of corn and soy. The giant floodlights high above the stadium make the high school football game the bright spot in town. Across Circleville, the announcer echoes from the loudspeakers, the brass, the xylophone cadence, and chime. The rumbling of drums, the stomping of feet, a war beat, chants, and cheerleaders rally the crowd. An explosion of cheer, a roar, as QB tears through the paper-covered hoop during the run-through, leading the team, his team, as he is their captain, closer to victory. As he raises his arm, beach boy blonde, shaggy hair, helmet in hand, his team jumps, crashing their face masks together, Vikings ready for battle. QB awakens the night, and it is as though Circleville could be seen and heard from outer space, a bright spot in the void, alive with his go. This is QB's show. The cheerleaders throw their legs up, tossing their pom-poms high in the air as they flip, dance, and spin and catch one another mid-flight. Freshman bandmates, brass to their lips, catch glimpses of purple panties. Purple, purple and gold are the colors. The opposing team, red and white,
yup.
And as the crowd stomps and cheers, there is hope their entitled asses are smeared by the good old corn-fed country boys of Circleville. Ladies and gentlemen, booms the announcer through the loudspeakers. Please rise and remove your hats to honor America and those who support our freedom at home and abroad. And now please join me in singing our national anthem. A blonde choir student, with wide hips and thighs, walks midfield in a blue dress, where she stands behind a screeching mic. And a goth boy with long black hair and his eyes hunched over his guitar, with nails painted black, plucks at the strings with an autographed pick, a scratchy imitation of Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, say what they say. Oh, say what they say.
Oh, say. The Circleville Giants take the field. The coin is tossed, heads. The Chiefs tee off. QB has a quick chat with the coach, then gives an endearing wave to his sweetheart, Tiff, who sits in the stands with his parents. Tiff blows him a kiss, and his pecan eyes sparkle in the lights. He then squares his jaw and watches the punted ball flip through the air.
First and ten.
Yells QB's father, who sits between his wife and Tiff, his hand on the young brunette's knee. QB jogs to the huddle as a group of three middle school boys toss a football behind the goalposts. The floodlights shine in their young eyes, the roar deafening in their ears. The goose pimples rising on their arms. They live for this moment. They dream of this moment. The glory that is one day to be had, one day to be their own, the night. Friday night, the lights, those Friday night lights that light up their town.
QB's town.
And maybe, just maybe one day, they too will be hometown heroes.
We'll be hometown heroes.